I think the situation is catastrophic. It's really bad because we still have high increase of cases, at the same time increase of deaths, and it's still spreading. The support is inadequately dangerous, which makes the outbreak completely out of control. It's almost like saying it's just a drop of the ocean. What Doctors Without Borders is currently doing is still small. We need a lot of help in order to control this outbreak. Families are broken down. The health infrastructure completely collapsed. The ordinary care that regular people should be getting is not there because people fear to go to the hospitals. Our isolation wards are completely overwhelmed. We have to turn away patients who require to be cared in this isolation ward. It is really bad. As our president spoke yesterday about, we are made now to actually build crematoriums instead of more wards that is required.
Also, Dr. Liu, in her address yesterday on the Ebola crisis, she laid out specific instructions for countries to contain the epidemic. She also prioritized these steps. So can you just briefly review some of these procedures?
I think the first thing that needs to be done is we need to set up more isolation wards. We need to scale it up. We need to put it in all hot points where patients come into a contact, because we still have about 23% recovery rate from those isolation wards. So we need more of those. Secondly, I think we need deployment of mobile laboratories to actually aid diagnostics of suspected cases so that we don't isolate those patients who are suspected together with those who are confirmed. And then we need to open up the region, because I think most governments have either canceled their flights. Airplanes have stopped going to those countries. Many countries are closing up their borders. We need to open those things so that it can actually aid deployment of more support to those particular countries. We need to build regional networks of field hospitals that could treat suspected or infected personnel, because we also have personnel who have been infected and they need also care. Those are just a few things, but I think in a nutshell, what the president was saying, that it's now beyond only medical humanitarian organizations to really do the work. We also need governments to come up with more solutions, like, for example, what she talked about yesterday was involvement of the military specifically to support with biohazard techniques, which we know that is available within the military. This could actually aid the enhancement of more people to come actually and support in controlling Ebola.
Earlier, you talked about the overall failure now of health systems in the countries in West Africa affected by Ebola and how this failure has actually caused people to die from preventable ailments such as diarrhea, malaria. Even pregnant women with complications are not getting the health care that they need. Do you have any figures on these patients who are really affected by the failure of health systems due to the Ebola crisis?
We don't actually have these figures anymore because they don't come. They don't go to health facilities. So we actually don't know how many of these people actually die from those diseases that usually could have been prevented or could have been treated easily in a normal hospital setup. So I think what needs to be done is that we need international community actually to do more. It's now 6 months since the outbreak has started, and yet we are not able to control it. We need more hospitals to be brought in, more facilities to be started in those areas, so that people could be able again to trust to go to these facilities. Because if it's overcrowded, if it's not enough, if we still have those people that we are going to turn back even from Ebola, what will happen now for ordinary cases? I think what she's saying is that let's work harder for the next 3 months to put up structures that the public can actually trust, people can actually go to actually seek ordinary healthcare assistance.